Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
Even before I get into the email here, what's your knee-jerk reaction that Barbies now are in some way scandalous?
Not surprising.
No?
As somebody who played with Barbies, yeah. I know what's going on behind closed doors.
What's scandalous about what's going on behind closed doors in your house?
What's not scandalous about having Barbies? It's like the original real world. Like the imagination of an eight-year-old would send the Hills producers into a tizzy. Yeah.
So it's not necessarily the Barbies. It's what the girls are doing with the Barbies. It's the scandalous part.
Correct. Yeah. If the dream houses are rocking, don't come and knock it. Like my Barbies had full on escapades with my brother's G.I. Joes. I even think He-Man got into the mix one
really?
Time.
Wow. He-Man was a player for sure.
Right? I felt bad for She-Ra.
I always made them cheat on each other. There was always some kind of love triangle.
Mm-hmm. All I did was cut my Barbie's hair. Aww. I'm the weird. Oh my god, I'm weird Barbie.
You are weird Barbie.
Oh, I never had like fun Barbie orgies.
Sorry. This is the email. So I have a sweet young daughter who is obsessed with her Barbies. I love this for her and me because I too had a mild Barbie obsession when I was her age. But lately, Barbie's world has gotten .. spicy.
Well, she is a grown woman.
Doing grown woman things. Mm-hmm.
Grown things.
The other day, I overheard her playing and quickly realized her Barbies weren't just having a tea party. Nope. They were doing it. Like, full on. Here's the quote. Mom, they're having a baby now. Doing it. There have been pregnancies, dramatic breakups, and even affairs.
Sloot.
At one point, one of the Barbies slept with Captain America and Iron Man in the same day.
Get it, Barbie.
What a day!
She got some power.
That is Barbie's dream house.
You guys, she says, what is happening? She doesn't seem fazed by any of it. Just matter-of-factly narrating these wild storylines. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here wondering if I'm raising the next Shonda Rhimes or if I should start looking into getting her a child therapist.
Hey, so two things can be true at the same time.
So here's my question. Is this normal? Like, is this just imaginative play gone wild or should I be concerned? I'd love to hear from other parents. Has anyone else walked in on a full-on Barbie soap opera before? Thanks for any help and keeping me laughing from Barbie's manager / crisis PR. All right, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. Okay, what has your kids done with their Barbies that is unspeakable?
I mean, Abby and I just told you, like, again, I had the Barbie dream house because I remember that was one Christmas gift that I received one year. And it's like, it's the one Christmas gift I will always remember. There's always that one gift. Mo, sure. For you, it was
Sega Genesis.
Yeah. Yes.
That was a big day for me.
Abby, for you?
There's
one Christmas gift you got as a kid that you will never forget that is going to be like that quintessential best Christmas gift I ever received as a kid. For me, it was the Barbie dream house.
I didn't get a Barbie dream house, but I did get like one of those old Victorian style dream houses that was so beautiful because I was weird. I'm a Pride and Prejudice kid. Like, I watched Food Network growing up. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted the one that looked like a grandma lived there.
My Barbie had her convertible. She would ride around with different G.I. Joes. I can't remember the name of the G.I. Joe. I think he was like the emergency responder G.I. Joe in the all white. Was there an all-white G.I. Joe?
I don't remember him.
Oh, but
probably,
then...
Probably, though.
Because my brother had G.I. Joes. He had He-Man characters. He also had Star Wars characters. So my Barbies were getting around Han Solo.
Really?
Yeah. He could get some.
Who knew? So this is almost tradition. Good morning, Rainey. You were on the Burt Show.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I had the pregnant Barbie when it came out with the attachable belly, the magnetic belly. And my mom walked into a soap opera where it was, you know, S-word Barbie sleeping around with someone that was not Ken. And, you know, yeah, it was just a very telenovela soap opera, very fast. And my mom's like, what? And I'm just like, well, we watch a lot of soap operas and, you know, so-and-so's with everyone's like, cousin, mother, brother, dad.
Like, so they're just emulating what they're seeing on TV. Uh-huh.
You literally looked at your mother and said, I learned it from you.
Yeah, literally.
Seriously.
Now we need a Ken doll that looks like Maury.
Yeah, or right. Yeah.
Who is the father?
So if you're answering the email, this is just kind of common practice. Don't be alarmed.
I mean,
look at you guys. You ended up just right.
We're totally right in that. It's a canon event for women, for girls, I guess, under the age of 10. And then you grow up and then you start watching it on TV.
Maybe a child therapist isn't that bad of an idea.
The Burt Show.